Have you ever heard this voice and said, man, I'd like to listen to that unfiltered, unedited for 2 whole hours? Well, holy shit, you're in luck. Man, you got the Schmucks Podcast on the way. Now, some of you right now dropped your little carton of milk. You're trembling right now. There's snot running down your face. You're saying, what is this? I subscribed for the real funnies. I subscribed because of the Duck Song 4. I subscribed because of Cats. I subscribed because of the funny cartoon where the old man fucks the boy. And that is funny. I'll give that to you. But you're asking why this is here. That's a fair question. This is a cartoon channel. Why is there an hour-long podcast on here featuring this fucking voice? For those of you rebels who decided to skip my little update video back there, I explained it there, but I'll explain it here again. The reason why I'm doing a podcast, and more specifically why I'm doing a podcast on this channel, is because YouTube is fucking dead. And they don't favor actual content anymore. They haven't for a while. They favor Five Nights at Freddy's Let's Plays and Casey Neistat flying a fucking drone around New York City. That's what they favor. Alright? So the goal with this video is to hopefully give you guys, you crazy podcast listeners and diehard Cats fans out there, you know, something to listen to, something to pass the time while I make stuff. And the good news about this is, if you listen to this and you like it, the CPM from this content, this long-form content, will bump up the CPM for the whole channel, and hey, that's more money for cartoons. That's more money for your Cats sequel and the Duck Song 5. So that's the base, that's the gist of it, alright? I think it was pretty surgical and quick, don't you? Okay, now on to the podcast. And by the way, one last thing before I start this shit show train wreck. I want to say that this first episode, it's not even the first episode, this test episode is just me, it's solo. It's me fucking rambling and meandering for an hour, okay? All the future episodes are going to have guests. It's not just going to be me solo. So if you listen to this and are fucking repulsed by it, fear not, this will not be the status quo of Schmucks. And things will look better and sound better as time goes on. And the more people donate on Patreon, which by the way, special thanks, serious special thanks, all jokes aside, serious special thanks to my patrons. You can find my Patreon at, yeah, get ready. I know you're all wincing right now. Patreon.com, it's almost over, patreon.com/psychicpebbles. All the money I get from that fucking place goes to cartoons and better microphone equipment, all that jazz. Alright, see, the band-aid's off, it's done. It's over. And just one more thing before I start the shit show, if you want to find me on Twitter, you can find me at twitter.com/podcastschmucks. Yes, you heard that right, it is Podcast Schmucks because I'm a fucking dunce. And if you want to find it on Facebook, it's the exact opposite. It's facebook.com/schmuckspodcast. Again, that's facebook.com/schmuckspodcast. Try saying that 10 times fast. And for any of you out there who are curious about SoundCloud or iTunes or any of that stuff, I'm working on it. And I'll try to get that sorted out ASAP. So, stay tuned for that, boys. I think that about covers it. Without further ado, let's get right into the questions. Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Go ahead, garbage truck, go by. He's here to pick up my podcast. Okay, this first question comes from Patreon. It comes from Rowry Harding, who asks, what's your most embarrassing memory, and in parentheses, that you're happy to share? Most embarrassing memory? That's a good question, actually. I think I've said this on SleepyCast before, but I was in first grade, and, you know, when you're in first grade, you're a fucking moron. You have a small little head, a little Goomba head from Mario Bros. Movie, and, you don't really think. You don't really have a spatial awareness, you know? You pick your ass and wipe it on the table. Nobody notices. Nobody cares. You have zero awareness of anything around you, anything going on in the world. You know, you're in your own little bubble. So, in first grade, I walked up to... Also, little caveat here, little asterisk, little footnote. To preface this, when you're in first grade, you get fucking erections all the time, you know what I mean? I still get erections all the time. I see a woman eating yogurt on a billboard, and I get a fucking hard-on. I need to jack off. That's not a brag, by the way. If it sounded... I don't know how... Look, it's very sad. It's a big problem for me, actually. Most people stop having random erections when they're like 13. It hasn't stopped yet. So, I was in first grade, I would get these little boners all the time, and I walk up to the teacher to ask her a question if I could go to the bathroom or something, and I had an erection, and I didn't really care. I don't think she cared too much. It wasn't very impressive. You know, it was a little pinky boner because I was in first grade. And she sort of pointed down as I was speaking to her. I noticed her eyes bulged a little bit. They widened, and I was like, this is interesting. I looked down to spot my erect cock, not just below my pants, but poking through the actual zipper. I guess I had taken a bathroom break at some point and just forgot to zip my pants up. And I guess it was, I couldn't have been wearing underwear or boxers because it was sticking out. It wasn't the whole thing. It wasn't like I was that unself-aware where I had my whole dick sticking out. But it was like the tip of my penis was sticking out. And so I zipped up and I was a little bit embarrassed. What's really terrible, what's especially terrible about that story, is she actually, her son, was like a babysitter for us. So it's not like she was just a teacher. It was like a weird, like, kind of family friend kind of deal. So... that was pretty fucking traumatizing. I only realized that story was really embarrassing years later when I thought about it. It was horrible. So yeah, I would say that's probably one of my most embarrassing memories is my little acorn head poking out, rubbing against my teacher's arm. That last part's not true. Chris Moore on Patreon asks, you've probably answered somewhere, but what are your main reasons to moving from California besides getting far away from Trump? He rules the whole place. It's not like there's not a radius for Trump. He's not a nuclear bomb. Can you see yourself there for a while? So the question is, why did you move to California? Now, this is a question I get a lot, actually, because we pretty fucking trash-talk California for a long time on SleepyCast and other places, which I think is fair. I think all of our criticisms for California are pretty reasonable, which is basically the people are AIDS here, which I think is, again, fair. Also, you have to realize... previous to moving here, all of my experience with California was business dealings. I only came out here and, you know, was in Los Angeles, in the city itself, which sucks, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in Burbank right now. I avoid that most of the time. But honestly, my biggest reason for moving out here, the primary reason, was because everybody else moved out here. Everybody who was in Pennsylvania... I moved out there because, you know, Stamper and Corey and Chris... and Shad and Mick were all out there, and everybody moved out here except for Corey and Jeff. I wanted to be around pals, and also there was a lot of other guys out here that I didn't get to see that often that I would have liked to have seen more, and we're all in the same area now, so that was the primary reason, being around folks I like, you know, working with dudes I'm friends with. But the other reason, too, is there were a lot of situations where I would get a call from somebody or an email from somebody who I want to work with or sign a contract with or something. And they just assume I live in California. They say, hey, come on over to my place, my office at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. Or just walk in even. Or let's get some lunch. And I have to say, sorry, I live in Abington, Pennsylvania. Come to me, you know what I mean? Like, so it was, the big one was the friend thing. But number two, it saved a lot of time and energy. In fact, since being in California, there's been three or four situations where being here helped increase the speed of things by like tenfold. It's just a lot easier on that front. But no, look, if I was in Los Angeles itself, I'd fucking blow my brains out. I'm in nice sunny Burbank where all the, you know, the cool folks are. And actually, before anybody jumps on me and says, Burbank, that's expensive, I got a sweet deal. I have a studio, I'm not in some fucking five bedroom. It's a nice, cozy little studio, and I got it for a real good price, too, so. Studio, good price, pals out here, easier business. I think that pretty much covers all bases. Chris Moore, alright? With your fucking accusations? Cameron Dubeld asks, you guys know it's on Patreon, I don't gotta clarify that. What potential do you see for schmucks? I don't know. Look, this is not even the first episode, it's more of like a test episode, and this one's kind of weird because it's just me, it's not any guests, you know, the tone for this one might be a lot different compared to the other ones after this. You might look back on this one, unless I fucking get hit by a car or something, you might look back in a few months or a few years and say, wow, that was, this first one was a lot different compared to the one with guests. So, but to get back to the question, I'm just gonna feel it out, dude. Just gonna feel it out, see what feels right, see which guests I really gel well with, see what format I like. You know, going into this, guests for sure, I don't think I'm gonna have any reoccurring, like, sidekicks, you know, that type of deal. I might have a good guest that's good to, you know, have on, so we might have some reoccurring faces. Askel asks, any experience working on games? If not, any plans? You know, back in the day, back when I was a little boy, when I had my little bowl cut and buck teeth and thick-rimmed glasses, my cute little rosy cheeks, little brown poo, groundhoggy out of my ass when I was a little boy in my overalls. You know, back then, back in those good old days, the house on the prairie, the house in the prairie? Little house on the prairie. Is that what it's called? Little house on the prairie? I don't know how I got from groundhogging to little house on the prairie. I guess groundhogs. What was the fucking... Oh, yeah, games. Oh, yeah, back when I was younger, I used to kind of do assets for games. I used to actually download Flash files and, like, fucking rip the graphics out and replace them with stuff. I used to use Game Maker Pro and, again, download tutorials and replace all the sprites and just kind of backwards engineer games. I also use RPG Maker. I had a real cool game in RPG Maker called Dream Quest, and it was based on RuneScape. It was a 2D RuneScape where you could make bread. Now, that never got released, and, you know, thankfully it did, because it'd be the hottest thing right now. It'd be a lot of work. But yeah, Game Maker I used a lot, RPG Maker I used a lot, 3D Game Maker I used. I'm not sure if anyone's familiar with that. My buddy, Brett, actually, my elementary school friend, Brett. Shout out to him if he's listening or if this makes his way back to him. But I think he actually does games now, which is funny enough. But he had a copy of 3D Game Maker, and he brought it to my house, and he left it there for, like, years. So I would just fuck with it. You can, like, make a tomato character in that. So I made a little series called Tomato Land, where you shoot little fireballs as a tomato and you kill bees. The short version of that question, of your question about little shits groundhoggy out of a little rosy boy's ass, is, yeah, I used to make games, yeah. I've stopped in recent years, just because it's a lot of work, and it's a fucking big operation. It's like a two-year deal. Or it's at the very least, it's like 6 months of your life gone. I feel a lot more satisfied with making cartoons. That's just how I go. But maybe someday, man. Maybe if I have some free time someday, I'll re-release Dream Quest. I'll make it a big operation. Hunter Gross asks, what is the most recent movie you've seen? What did they do right? What did they do wrong? Oh, you'll be the fucking Roger Ebert this, all right? Okay. Last movie I saw was actually, I was going to say Shawshank Redemption. It was Hacksaw Ridge. It was a good movie. It ended with the actual fucking old dudes. It's a World War II movie. What was good about that was it didn't just have Nazis. I feel like Nazis are really easy to use, you know? You throw a couple Nazis in, you throw some spooked Jew faces being liberated, and everyone gives a standing ovation, which is reasonable, you know? You know, the Nazis were kind of bad guys, you know? Kind of doofuses, dare I say. So they're really easy to make into a boogeyman, but I liked how they made the Japanese into villains. Because, you know, the Japanese are you know... Let's stop that statement right in its tracks before this gets removed from YouTube. So a good movie, I check it out. Mel Gibson fucking funneled this crazy, psychotic energy into a movie again, which it works totally well, actually. James McGuines asks... When you're not animating, can you take us through a day in the life of Zach? What hobbies do you have? Do you ever get out of the house and do shit for fun? No, I'm just a fucking recluse who sits at home all day listening to Crazy Frog. You know? What do I do for fun? Okay. That's a good question, man. Listen, buddy. Hey, I just thought of a funny joke. You guys want to hear about it? Well, this guy's weed whacking. I don't know if you can hear it. Maybe I'm wasting time with this. I just have a funny joke, though. It's called, what if this guy put weed whacker to his ass hairs? Now, that's a funny image, and I gotta tell you, I'm just cracking up thinking about it. It's a funny idea, you know? Okay, so James was asking before this guy started talking about weed whacking his asshole, that funny idea, before that hilarious idea came into this picture. James was asking about what I do for fun. You know, the real answer is I'm a fucking loser and I really don't do much. I work a lot and try to keep my brain busy. Listen, James, what I do when I'm not working is I usually go hang out, go see a movie, go watch a movie. Look, hey, like my bio, if you read my bio, it says, just likes hanging out, it says Pisces, it says gender fluid, black pock, lover of movies, movie critic, Star Wars geek nerd, eater of feces, It's actually, I was actually lying, it's not my bio, it's actually Obama's bio. Chris Moore asks, is someone going to help edit the Schmucks podcast? And is there a possibility for any wacky but deserving edits scattered here and there, like Sleepycast? Yeah, I think so, man. You know what? Chris Moore, you got a really good point there, man. Because I have to agree with you. Look, I'm a big fan of radio plays. My favorite part of Sleepycast was always the kind of the weird edits and the Halloween episode we did was basically one big radio play, War of the Worlds style, and I like that stuff. And I'm not being facetious, even though I'm talking weird right now. I mean it. I like that kind of stuff. I like telling stories and jokes that way. It's interesting. But don't come when they're necessary. They're not just going to scatter throughout the whole thing for no reason. And is anybody going to help edit? Not right now. I'm doing it solo, man. This is a one-man operation. I'm going to record it, edit it, if anybody does the music or anything, or helps me out with stuff like that, I'll give them a shout-out. But in terms of editing it, that's all going to be on me for these first couple of ones. Now, if the Patreon gets to a certain amount, I'll be glad to hire an editor, so you can save all of the little sound bites of me saying racist shit and keep them on his hard drive. Roy Hammock on Patreon asks, how easily does your sense of humor and comedic abilities come to you? And what are some influences on it? Well, I don't consider this comedic. I consider this, shit. Where do I get my sense of humor, though? I'm a big fan of Norm Macdonald. You know, big fan of Larry David. I would say those are some of my biggest influences. South Park is another big influence on me when growing up. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was a big inspiration. Kind of helped a lot with the... That helped a lot more with my writing abilities, with how to kind of structure stuff, I think. But in terms of just kind of off-the-cuff sense of humor and what makes me laugh, I would say Norm Macdonald and Larry David are two of the biggest influences. Samuel Matchin asks, how close does everyone live from each other, i.e. Chris, Ethan, Chad, etc.? Is this going to be influence who usually goes on Schmucks? Well, that's a good question, actually. We all live within like an hour away. Actually, I think the furthest person away is Stamper, and he's like, because he's in San Diego, he's what, 2 hours away from Burbank? But we're all within like 30 minutes or something. And yeah, I think that'll affect it to some degree. Also, these first couple of ones, because I didn't have enough money to totally fucking build a whole studio deal, like Ethan with his goddamn space shuttle. Did you see that shit? He built the fucking ISS in his backyard for his H3 podcast, which by the way, check it out. That's good. It's good. That's a good. That's an example of a good podcast with a lot of hoot and hollers. But yeah, but what I was saying was, so I can't afford a big operation here. So these first couple of podcasts might have or are very likely to have a lot of guests over Skype, just because it's easier and cheaper that way. I would like to have guests come in person and you know, have a studio. It's you know, that's pie in the sky. That's like months down the road. If this does really well and it. Which, not even really well, I just mean, if people don't fucking despise it, and I enjoy making it, and it does well for the channel, hey, I can easily see a studio being built in a few months. Ginger Glock asks, where have you always wanted to travel, but didn't have the time / money, and why? I've always wanted to go on a big European tour, Zach's Big European Adventure, featuring Zach, aka me. I want to go see all the refugees. I want to see Europe crumble before my eyes. You know, that's only a half joke. I want to go to Germany and France. Those would be cool places. You know, if I was like a fucking trillionaire, I'd start in France or Portugal. No, not Portugal. Probably France. And I just offended all the two Portuguese people listening. I'd start in France and go all the way across and end up in Russia and then leave. I think that'd be fun. You kind of do a whole deal. Alp Yamanel asks, how do you make other art animation friends? What's the best approach? I met a lot of people off of Twitter, Newgrounds, and YouTube, man. Just put your shit out. Reach out to people. You know, ask to collaborate a lot. If you collaborate, you'll make good friends that way. Crimson Lightning asks, and again, this is still on Patreon, asks, do you want this podcast to last longer than Sleepycast? Do you mean in terms of, like, the length of it, like an hour? Or do you mean, like, in terms of how long it went on for? I could see myself doing this for a long time if, again, if people don't fucking hate it, and I don't hate it. If I hate it or people hate it, then there's no point. But if I enjoy doing it, people enjoy listening to it, then hey. Yeah, I can see this going on for a good while. I don't see why not. You Know Lucas asks, do you ever want to work on anything? Wait, what? Do you ever want to work else than anything? Dude, I'm dyslexic, so when you write like a fucking, like a Lord of the Rings Gollum riddle. Okay, do you ever want to work else than anything related to animation? Would you ever do like live action shit or something? I think I just got a hex. I think I read from the fucking Book of the Dead there. You put a hex on me. I'm just being mean. The question is, would you ever want to work on something besides cartoons? The answer is absolutely yes. If I could live to be a million, I would totally want to do live action at something at some point. I would love to do a Paul Verhoeven style, just kind of over the top, gory, just fun movie. That's like Evil Dead, RoboCop, that a movie like that would be the fucking dream for me. You just need an idea first. And I'm not saying a fucking Paul Verhoeven or what was the other one I mentioned? I'm no Sam Raimi either, but attempting something like that, I think would at the very least be fun. Even if it was a short film, I think that'd be a lot of fun to do. Johnny Oddyful asks, how did it feel bringing your cartoons to YouTube for the first time from Newgrounds? You know, I think white should be rounded up is what my real answer is to that. White should be rounded up, we should be forced to stand our own feces. But it felt good to put my first cartoons on YouTube. It was actually, no, that's a lie. It felt worse at first because I got fucking zero views on YouTube. This was back when it was flipped. When, you know, Newgrounds, when you get like 100,000 views on a video, even if you, just by being on front page, just by the act of being on front page alone, you get a fucking 100,000 views. Which, you know, no offense to Tom. I still love you, Tom Fulp. Kisses, daddy-o. Let's enhance that audio. It's for you, Tom. But, yeah, now it's a little bit reversed, unfortunately. Well, actually, no, now it's kind of neither, because now both don't get a whole lot of views, unfortunately. They don't get a lot of views unless you make Minecraft reparations, Minecraft the White Genocide. Hey guys, look, all I'm trying to say is I was driving down the road, and I saw interracial fucking is White Genocide, is code for White Genocide, and I thought that's a good point. And ever since I saw that on the billboard, my whole perspective was changing. You know, I look at skull shapes now, and I think that something's going on here. Look at these skull shapes. Look at these racial intelligence bell curves. I'm just saying, look at the evidence. So that's how I feel about Newgrounds. By the way, that's all endorsed by Tom Fulp. Tom Fulp approves of what I just said to you. In fact, if you go to Tom Fulp's office, there's a white man's skull and a black man's skull next to each other, and he will walk in and just point and say, what do you think? And he'll say, Tom, what the H are you talking about, man? I'm just here to make funny Pokemon cartoons. What the fuck was the question? How did your cartoons feel from Newgrounds to YouTube? It felt bad at first, good later, now it's still bad. Isaac Perry asks, will Schmucks have a general theme to it, or will each episode be a different mashup of whatever you wanted to talk about? I think the general theme of things will stay pretty consistent, but, you know, I'm totally fine switching shit up and starting, you know, fucking with new ideas. Taking new ideas around. You know, if we have an episode that focuses, like a Halloween episode or a Christmas episode, I'm a big fan of, like, theming episodes like that, like holiday episodes. That to me is cool. So, you'll probably see some of that. And that'll probably even play into the radio play thing I was talking about earlier. Any advice on how to stay, Adam Medhurst asks, any advice on how to stay motivated to continue working on something without giving up or getting too stressed out? Just fucking swallow it, man. Swallow that shit, bury it deep, and fucking keep pushing forward, because the alternative is you don't get it done and people yell at you, and you miss deadlines and you're a piece of shit. And you gotta fucking live under a bridge. I mean, your options are either be kind of stressed out and work, or live under a bridge. Those are your options. So just swallow it. Just try to make it a fun experience. Just try to inject as much fun as you can into it. Just have fun with it, man. Turn your brain off. If you're doing a commission piece or you're doing your own thing, just have fun with the drawings. Just draw something until you laugh. I think you'll have a better time if you do it that way. Dougie asks, any idea of who's going to be the first guy in the podcast? Anybody who's lined up? I think you guys have a good idea. I've teased a little bit on Twitter, and everyone who I've asked publicly has said yes, so the big answer is I wanted to be a surprise. I want to surprise you guys a little bit. Although, I don't think it'd be much of a surprise. James McGuise asks again, he says, you've just been banished from the United States and given visitation rights. for only 1 week a year. What country do you move to and why? I don't know, Canada? It's the closest to the U.S. They got Tim Hortons there. They have little Eskimo people. I don't know, is Eskimo racist? I think Eskimo is like the new tranny for Eskimos. What do you call them now, though? Snow people? Let's look it up. Let's actually figure out. I'm not even being funny here. Let's figure out what it is. Is Eskimo derogatory? Although the name I think it's how you say it too. Eskimo, you fucking Eskimo. Although the term Eskimo is commonly used in Alaska to refer to the Inuit people, the name is considered derogatory in many other places because it was given by non-Inuit people and was said to mean Easter of raw meat. Oh, eater of raw meat. That's what they called me back in high school, dude. I used to suck some mean black dick. They called me a little Eskimo boy. They'd call my little dick-sucking hut the igloo. Okay, now on to Reddit. For those of you who don't know, Reddit is a piece of shit website where you go to stop the Boston Marathon bombings and you figure out who did that and you put pictures everywhere and then you get the wrong guy. So that's what Reddit is. And I actually have a subreddit, which is a little place where you can post funny memes and destroy the subreddit like what happened to JonTron's subreddit. So my subreddit is reddit.com/r/psychicpebbles. And it's pretty good for now. It's a pretty good place to be. You guys can discuss the podcast there or any new cartoons I put out or anything like that. So again, the subreddit is reddit.com/r/psychicpebbles. I am Dixon asks, what kind of topics will you cover on Schmucks? Will it be kind of shoot the shit like Sleepy Cabin or more focused? I would say a lot more like Sleepy Cabin in terms of shoot the shit. I'll have a guest on, and what I might do is I might have a couple topics I want to talk about, like personal stories or funny little anecdotes, and we'll cover them, and if we find a good spot to be in, we'll stay on that, and maybe we'll become a little more focused. But for the time being, I just want to kind of feel it out, and figure out what feels good for me and the guest. Because it's different. It's different from SleepyCast. With SleepyCast, I can rely on two or three other people, sometimes four other people, to kind of, you know, take the hot potato while I kind of sat there and regenerated my energy. This is going to require a lot more energy on myself, since it's me and just one other person, or sometimes two other people. For the time being, definitely more shoot the shit. Psychic Pebble. Oh, that's... I'm a fucking retard. I was about to read my own little comment there. See, guys, this is why you gotta listen to the creator of re-fictional characters on Political Talk, because he's so dumb he reads his own comments. Kiori said, how many people will be on the show per episode? One-on-one? I think, yeah, maybe the first couple will be one-on-one, but I think I'd like to have more than one person. For example, Mick and Shad would be a good combo, I think. I have a few other ideas, but yes, for sure there's definitely going to be more than one person on some episodes. It just depends on who's a good pairing. Some guys I know work a lot better with other guys, so that I'll just kind of play it by ear. Theo Doodley asks, what do you like to see in animated content? Whether it be professional or amateur, is there something that is an immediate indication of talent or skill? That's actually a good question. Unlike these other fucking stupid questions, you're all hacks. This guy is really the only guy I came for, man. The rest of this is going in the garbage. This podcast is going to be 1 minute long. I'm just going to answer this guy's question and fucking call it a day. What do I look for? Hopefully you shouldn't be relying on what I look for to inject for quality control. I would say, you know, maybe it's kind of a non-answer here, but I think this is sort of applicable. If I miss this question completely, I'm sorry. You can fucking yell at me later. But I think really good key poses are really what holds together, and I've learned this more as I've gone on. I would rather have a cartoon with really good key poses. Actually, Rick and Morty is a really good example of that. Rick and Morty is tweened, and it does it, which for those who don't know, it's kind of basically puppeted animation. They don't redraw every picture, every frame. But so Rick and Morty is tweened, but a lot of their poses are really good, I think. And that really brings the show to life. So I think really good key poses help a lot. It really helps stitch the whole thing together. Hanzi J asks, will you have a gay little jingle at the start of the podcast? Yes. In fact, here's a little teaser.
I've got to have that big dick of yours. And this is where I want you to put it. Do you want me to fuck you?
You like that? It's going to go at the beginning of every podcast. Hopefully you like that. Hopefully look forward to it. Look, man, the real fucking answer is, yeah, I'm looking for to get... Actually, you know what? Play the call-out jingle right now. Look, calling all people who could do music. If you could do orchestral type music, I'm looking for that. So email me at, this is a real email, email me at pebblescontact@gmail.com. No spam, don't F around, don't frick around with me. If you can really do music, fucking email me if you want to do the opening for this podcast, and I'll credit you and I'll pay you, and we'll do it that way, man. So send me an email, pebblescontact@gmail.com. Send an email right now, send Anthrax to my email. We can do it from there. Do not send me any pictures of, number one, McDonald's. Number two, dead clown. No dead clowns. Look, the call out's over, okay? The call out's done. But yeah, you know, I'm looking for someone to get the right tone here. And by the way, please send me your fucking mixtape. Send me a demo reel of what you've done before. I'll try to get through every email. If I don't respond to you, I very likely read it, but I'm going to try to respond to everybody. If I don't, I'm very sorry. All right, so there you go. So episode one, the actual first episode, should have a jingle to it. A real memorable piece of crud. The supreme friend. You know, let's get it. Hey, Daddy-O, come here, Daddy-O. Hey, he says, one time I threw a hammer at a bird. This fucking freak capitalizes the word A. Like he's writing a book title. Okay, so this is this guy's book title right here. It's called, one time I threw a hammer at a bird and then it fell out of the tree and then I hit its head in, but the grass was soft, so it took a lot of hits before it died, and when I saw its blood, I felt bad. That's the title of his new book. He's releasing it. Inside is fucking animals he tortures, like Jeffrey Dahmer, okay? So he's asking for my thoughts on this. My thoughts is, go fucking seek help before you drill a hole into a guy's brain and put acid into it to make him a human zombie, okay? Fucking check yourself in before a little gay black boy runs out to the police and the police return him to your home where you cannibalize him, okay? That's my advice to you, you freak, you unhinged psycho. I hope that story's not true. Hopefully you didn't smash a fucking bird's head in. I did something similar to that when I was younger, a lot younger. I was like 10. I threw a rock at a bird's nest and the bird attacked me. And I felt real bad. Hey, here's another true story. I was maybe 9 or 10 also. And I saw an opossum sleeping behind a tent. And for those of you who don't know how opossums, what they do, they play dead. And I thought it was a dead possum. So I took a big rock and dropped it on its fucking head because I was a teen. I thought it was a dead animal. Which I don't know what I was trying to accomplish. I was just like, okay, it's dead. It's not going to cause any problems if I drop this rock on it. I dropped the rock on its head and it starts moving around. It wasn't dead. It was actually sleeping, which I realized later, which possums do. So I'm the real Jeffrey Dahmer here, if you want to really think about it like that. So the moral of the story is, if you see a little possum faking dead, I poked it too before I did anything. I didn't just fucking drop a rock on a sleeping possum. I saw a possum look dead. I poked it with my foot. Maybe even a stick too. I wasn't like aggressively stepping on it, but I was jabbing it to see if it would move. So in my kid brain, I said, okay, the cover's clear, and I dropped a rock on its head. Pepsi Zai. What the fuck is his name? Pepsi Zionism? I'm just going to call it Pepsi Zionism. This guy's a real, real fan of Greater Israel. This guy, when this guy hands out the fucking pamphlets for the Elders of Zion, okay? And also Pepsi with the Elders of Zion. And his question is, what kind of animations did you watch as a young boy on Newgrounds back in, quote-unquote, the day? Were you into silly sprite animations? Yeah, you know, I was into that stuff. I used to watch Legendary Frog. Was big on that guy's stuff. Foamy the Squirrel was really cool. I sound sarcastic, but I swear to God, this was actually what I watched. I actually recall watching The Legend of Ganondorf by Legendary Frog back in the day, thinking it was like the fucking magnum opus of comedy. I was in tears laughing. And keep in mind, I was very young at that point. So a lot of that, I mean, really there wasn't that much stuff, man. You could go on Newgrounds now or YouTube and find, like, most people who put stuff out now are like really competent and good. Back in the day, being able to string along audio in basic pictures was made you fucking god, you know what I mean? Like, if you could put Mario and Sonic in the same picture and not have loud clipping audio, you were like a saint. You were like, you know, you were Steven Spielberg back then. Now any kid can do it. It's really impressive. I watched a lot of stick figure cartoons. I did watch Sprite stuff. I wasn't like huge into it, but I watched it for sure. LL Panic asks, "Will this pod? God, look at you said how? Let's rewind. Let's enhance that fucking fat obese breath I just took." Anyways, he asks, "Will the podcast have political discussion? If so, what was out of all the nominees the candidate you would have stood for?" I was pretty openly for Bernie Sanders, and I have my reasons for that. And we could tussle for that. You know, I get why people supported who they did, but that's who my guy was. I believe he could have beat Trump pretty easily. And before you say, well, you know, people would have called him a socialist. Look at the states that Trump won. He won the Rust Belt states almost exclusively on the basis of trade deals that affected those areas, you know, those states really severely, which Bernie Sanders was against. So that was Trump's strongest weapon, I believe. I think had Trump railed against the trade deals on a debate with Sanders, and I think Sanders would have responded by saying, you know what, I agree, these trade deals suck, but your other ideas are terrible, let's move on. I think he really could have beat him. And actually, interestingly enough, back in March, we did a March 2016, we did a SleepyCast episode called Sleepy Pasta, where, look, I'm not trying to fucking be Jake Huger here and say, I called it, of course! But I do believe to some extent I called kind of how it happened. Not to be too braggadocious, because I did get a lot wrong. But here's the audio clip from back then.
March 5th, 2016.
Said on Twitter, but if he's a nominee for the Democrats and Trump is a nominee, Donald Trump, I'll say this right now on the podcast, yeah. Donald Trump might be the president, and there's a good chance if he's a nominee.
Let me clarify
why it's scary. You know, not to get too fucking CNN here, but the two biggest things are Donald Trump gets a lot of the independent vote, which is like what Bernie Sanders is stealing right now.
Yeah.
So if it's just her, she loses a lot of the independent vote. But so he has all the Republican vote, or a good majority of it, a lot of the independent vote, and Democrats historically vote a lot less. So it wouldn't take more votes, it would take less votes right. For her. Like, I'm a Democrat, but I don't think I'd vote for her, because I don't like her.
Well,
it would just take less people voting for her, and a lot of people supporting him. That's all it would take.
8 months later.
Right now, a historic moment. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
What's going on?
So the answer is, I might go into the political stuff a little bit like how I did there. Kind of dabble with it. I'll only talk about something I really feel strongly about. Because if you get too much into it, you get into a whole thing. And you're constantly causing debates and arguments. And that's not what this is about, man. I don't want you to be listening to your car or working out and going, this guy's a fucking moron. Everybody feels very strongly with their political alignments and ideas. My job here, not my job, but my goal is not to irk anybody. But look, if I have an idea I really think should be talked about, yeah, maybe I'll inject it and make it a little bit interesting and funny and do it that way. But this is not going to be the Rush Limbaugh show. This is not going to be the Young Turks. I hate to break it to you people. This is not going to be, I'm not going to become a Young Turk. Your dreams of me next to Jake Huger, you know, they're dead. Fucking bury those, man. It ain't gonna happen, Buster. Or as Jake would call you, Chief or Brother. Alright? It ain't gonna happen. Elden said, do you plan on having schmucks be as a filter-free... What the fuck? Do you plan on having schmucks be as filter-free as the SleepyCast sometimes was? What the fuck does filter-free mean? Oh, do you mean like censoring myself? Yeah, I think that's what was fun about that idea, and I think, you know, that's not even really a SleepyCast idea, that's just kind of how we all are. So that'll definitely be a carryover. It's not like we became filter-free for SleepyCast, it's just naturally how we speak and act, so for sure that'll be part of this. Rick asks, what are you aiming to achieve with Schmucks? Or rather, what would you like the podcast to be? I want this to be good filler content. I want it to be good quality content that you can put on when you take a shit and giggle a little bit and help loosen that turd up. I want it to be something that you can listen to on the bus, you know. I don't want it to be boring. I want it to be entertaining. And I hope it will be. I think with guests, I think with when it's me plus somebody else, I think it'll be a little more interesting. So I just want to make stuff. That's actually the whole thought. I just want to make stuff. I want this to be able to help me make cartoons. Look, YouTube is fucking dead. They fuck over animators hardcore, which is one of the reasons I'm doing this. If I could just be self-sustainable and make shit and pay rent from the Patreon and the YouTube and everything and Twitch, I will die happy. I mean that sincerely. I just want to make shit now. I just want to improve and just make content. That's it. Long-term goals, I want to, you know, obviously TV and movies at some point. That's definitely what I'm working on. And, you know, without going too much into it, hopefully if things continue to go the way they are, I think that'll be a reality at some point in the soonish future. But we'll see. You can't get too optimistic with that shit. Aunt Medge asks, what is up with you and Justin Roiland? Is there any chance of the Roy Man appearing on Schmucks? Let me tell you something. Justin's a good boy. He's a good guy. Good egg. Without going too much into it, I will say that I'm working on a little something-something. In fact, you know what? Let me just show you some audio here. This is a little teaser for you guys. Enjoy.
Mr. Trump, how are you going to handle policy when it comes to something as powerful as Slenderman? Let me back up, Mr. Trump. Have you personally, not a disciple of yours or some sort of lackey, but have you yourself ever played Slenderman?
I recorded it. It has great reactions, the best reactions. I do jump. I have webcam on in the top left corner. You won't believe it. And I think you'll be very impressed. You will totally smash that like button.
So you literally have played it?
Yes, of course.
So what are you, now have you played all of it? Every Slenderman?
I played the whole thing.
And so what you're going to do is you're going to start a YouTube channel where people watch you replay Slenderman.
Yes.
Like for the second, third, fourth, fifth.
Well, I love it so much. My little son, Baron, he's had such a good point. He said, Daddy, the Slendermen are like Black Lives Matter, right? I said, son, you can't say it, but it's so true. I have to agree with him.
So can you explain that?
I don't
please?
Need to explain it.
Well,
It speaks for itself. My little bear had a very good point.
Can you articulate for me what Baron's point was, please?
Just Google Slenderman Black Lives Matter and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Can you please just...
I'll tell you,
Mr.
I was
President.
Walking through the Bronx, and like Slenderman, and a black man approached me, and I was so scared, I ran away. Static started appearing in my face, my eyes. I couldn't believe it. Very small-scale stuff. But fun nonetheless, and you can look forward to stuff coming. Now about him appearing on the podcast, I guess we'll just have to wait and fucking see, won't we? Nabdalaz asks, I already asked on Patreon, but I'll ask it again here, do you think there's any chance of getting Corey on the podcast? I always thought you and Corey together were the funniest thing on Sleepycast. Well, thank you. I didn't see that on the Patreon actually, so I'm not sure where that question went. Did you leave it on the post? Oh, there's Corey. He's coming to get me on. Hey, Corey! He's on his motorbike. So yeah, I didn't see that on the Patreon. But to answer your question, yes, of course, Corey's always welcome on the podcast. You know, he's a very busy guy, but he's always welcome, and I'd love to have him on. He makes me chuckle like no one else. Long hunting dog? I don't know, dude. Asks, will there be art title cards like the ones used on Sleepycast for the last episodes? Yes, but they're going to be on every episode. They'll be on every episode, so that's actually one of the things we wanted to do for Sleepycast we never got to do, was have different title cards for every episode. I am for sure going to do that with Schmucks, just so you can differentiate and you can click the thumbnail, it looks interesting. Benjita asks, worst restaurant experience. I will tell this story when Ethan's on, because that's pretty much the only one. That was a really fucking bad restaurant experience. It was in New York City right before I moved. I think it was actually, come to think of it, I think it was the last dinner I had with them. It was a fucking bad experience. It's not even a crazy story. It's just a funny one. So I'll tell that one. I'll write it down and tell that one when they're on. We can relive the horrible experience. Floormat69, this guy's into some BDSM shit, dude, asks, you said that you were planning on animating again. That's my answer to you, bitch. Are you planning on making any more long-running series? I'm assuming you mean a la Hellbenders. I don't mean Allahu Akbar. I'm talking Allah as in related to or alike. No, not in the near future. Although I'm working on something that will not be on YouTube that could lead to that. That's all I'm going to say. But Amaya, no, I'm just going to keep doing... I'm going to go back to what I was doing before, but better. Hopefully better. You know, satirical shit, parodies of some kind, a lot more original stuff too, a lot more original just short shit. Sally sells short shits by the sea, by the shore. just, you know, like I said, so original stuff, parodies, satires, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, all the way up to 2 or 3 minutes, just because they're easy and they're fun, and I get enjoyment out of them. If I have a really good idea for a long-running series, I'll be glad to do it again. But they're just really not financially feasible. Sullivan Pugh asks, will this be a good alternative to SleepyCast? No. I think that about wraps it up. If you thought this was okay, I would say look forward to me having guests on. It'll be a lot less chaotic and derailing. You know, no one's going to derail me except for myself. I'm the worst derailer of all time. So, look forward to episode 1. I'm going to try to get it recorded soon? Question mark? And I mean this part seriously. Give me all your feedback. What did you think? How constructive criticism? How could I improve? What'd you like? What didn't you like? All that stuff is handy to me, so I appreciate it. Special thanks to my patrons for donating and keeping this guy afloat, keeping this schmuck afloat. Again, if you're interested at all, you can find it at patreon.com/psychicpebbles. If you want to help my cartoons out or the podcast out, that's the best way to do it. All of that money goes to hiring animators to help me get stuff done faster, buying better equipment for microphones, buying foam padding so you can't hear Mr. fucking Weed Whack Jose outside whacking these weeds. So that's where all that goes to. I appreciate it again, is what I'm trying to say. Stay tuned for Schmucks episode... Hey, let me get this... Stay tuned for Schmucks episode 1. Stay tuned for Eugene season 2. Stay tuned for Pikamon inside of Eugene's world, his universe crossover, featuring all the Avengers. Oh, this is gay.
There's so much more TYT content if you sign up for membership at tytnetwork.com/join.